One is the community of all peoples. One, their origin, for God made the whole human race to live over the face of the earth. One also is their final goal, God. His providence, his manifestations of goodness, his saving design extend to all men until that time when the elect will be united in the holy city, the city ablaze with the glory of God, where the nations will walk in his light. The Church of Christ acknowledges that, according to God's saving design, the beginnings of her faith and her election are found already among the patriarchs, Moses and the prophets. She professes that all who believe in Christ, Abraham's sons according to faith, are included in the same patriarch's call, and likewise that the salvation of the church is mysteriously foreshadowed by the chosen people's exodus from the land of bondage. The church, therefore, cannot forget that she received the revelation of the Old Testament through the people with whom God in his inexpressible mercy concluded the ancient covenant, nor can she forget that she draws sustenance from the root of that well-cultivated olive tree unto which have been grafted the wild shoots, the Gentiles. Indeed, the church believes that by his cross, Christ, our peace, reconciled Jews and Gentiles, making both one in himself. Those are direct quotes from the English translation on the Vatican website of the Declaration on the Relation of the Church to Non-Christian Religions, in Latin, Nostra Aetate, promulgated in October of 1965. Often we define ourselves not by only what we are, but also by what we are not. Certainly that can be helpful in making distinctions to help us better define who we are. We should have faith in Christ, who tells us in today's gospel, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever keeps my word will never see death." Therefore, as people of faith, we should not be afraid of differences. The danger is when we expect everyone to be the same as we are, and when we discourage others from their practices and expressions of belief. In our gospel, the evangelist John describes differences that were necessary to help the early Christian communities distinguish their beliefs from that of the Jewish people, who, remaining faithful to the covenant throughout all these thousands of years, at that time shared some practices with the Christian communities. This was a time of turmoil when John's gospel was written. The early Christians had been expelled from the temple, and the temple was destroyed by the Romans in vengeance after an uprising, and the Jewish and Christian peoples were spreading out from Jerusalem. In those times, the Gospel of John used language that could be misconstrued by later people as blaming the Jewish people or condemning them. As Christians, as we heard from that 1965 document, Nostra Aetate, we cannot condemn our roots, because that would be to deny where we came from and how we are rooted in God's covenant with Abraham, as in our first reading in Psalm today. In the readings and prayers of the Triduum, we hear multiple times of our history in that covenant, and we also have prayers for those of the other Christian churches and for the non-Christian religions. Often I've heard gratitude expressed for those who become Catholic from their faith being nurtured in their faith communities, because that is the root of how they came to know God and that which fed their desire for union with us. We are meant to be one people. Even though we have differences in our desire for unity, in our desire for peace, we should consider how we inadvertently foster divisions or are indifferent to the sufferings of others. Often when a tragedy occurs, like Monday's horrific shooting in Nashville, we hear that thoughts and prayers are offered for those killed, wounded, scared, or grieving. And we should think, we should pray. But our prayers and thoughts should lead us to action. whether works of mercy or actions of unity leading to peace. 25 years ago, this April, the Good Friday Agreements led to the dramatic reduction in violence in Northern Ireland, the United Kingdom, and the Republic of Ireland, commonly called the Troubles. There is still work to be done, but let us be inspired by what was achieved there 25 years ago. And this Good Friday, let us work, let us think, let us pray for an end to gun violence in our nation. Let us pray to end our troubles.